Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Hello, guys. It is First Lady Christina Renee, and you are now tuned into Parent Talk, the podcast Reloaded. This particular episode is going to be a little bit different, a little more personal. Something that I've battled with for quite some time is just being consistent. And please excuse the recording quality if it does not seem up to par. I am a firm believer in starting before you're ready, even if you don't feel like you're ready. Because the thing is, if you wait until you're ready to start something, you'll never start, because you never really feel like you have all the tools required to be successful, so you just won't start. So with that being said, I'm going to start anyway, regardless, and here I am. So the bridge to consistency for me is a road that is really, really, really long. But I do feel like the best things come from being consistent. You know, like example, if you were to water a flower inconsistently, unless it's like a succulent, something that doesn't actually require a lot of water. Let's just say a daisy or I don't know, I'm not a flower person, but if you were to water that like once every 2 weeks and it got no other water, that flower probably wouldn't survive. Because in order for it to actually grow into what it should be, you have to water it. You have to nurture it consistently. And I feel like anything that you do to be successful in life, you have to be consistent. You have to be consistent. And it's not always the most comfortable thing to do. I mean, speaking for myself personally, it's definitely not comfortable. Like right now, I'm doing this podcast. I'm at a local park and I don't really want to be here. However, I don't want to be where I am physically. So just to give you a little insight, within the last just a little over 2 months, I've lost 30 pounds, which that's been amazing. Don't get me wrong, but that hasn't come with wanting to be inconsistent. But the thing is, if I'm being honest, in order to gain the weight, you have to consistently make the wrong choices as far as the things that you choose to put in your body. You have to consistently make the wrong choices to gain the weight. So in order to lose the weight, you have to do the opposite. You have to consistently make the right choices to get the weight off. Okay, so what does that look like? That looks like making a commitment to yourself to put yourself first. There's a truck. It's like an older truck. It's really loud. You have to consistently make the choice to do what's necessary for the weight to come off. What that looks like for me is I told myself that I'll never miss 2 days, meaning that whatever it is that I choose to do, whether it's go to the gym, do the bridges, jump rope, no matter what it is, never have 2 days where I'm inactive. So as of right now, my current schedule, I work out 6 days a week and I take a day off. That day off can alternate between Friday and Saturday, depending on my rest and recovery needs. Sometimes I've done so much throughout the week because I work as well. Sometimes I work so much throughout the week that I have to go ahead and take that rest day on a Friday. But if I take that rest day on a Friday, that means Saturday morning, there's no excuse. I still got to get up. And as of right now, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday are my lower body, my leg day. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday or Saturday, depending on, like I said, rest and recovery, that'll be my upper body. I do core every day. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not something that I enjoy doing. Now, I will say I enjoy it after I've actually already started the workout. But getting there, baby, it'd be a struggle. It do. I mean, it comes with like around between 3:30 and 4:30 every day, leaving work like Monday through Friday. I have to put on my gym clothes before I leave work because that mentally puts me in a space to keep up this positive habit. So like I put the clothes on and my mind automatically knows we going to the gym, whether she want to go or not. So I go to the gym and depending on what day it is, whatever I'm doing, after the first like maybe 15, 30 minutes, my mind already knows, all right, she committed to this. She not playing this time. We going to do this, which has been going well. But like as of right now, the last couple days, I have really not been feeling it. Like, I do it anyway, you know, but I just have not been feeling it. And it could be, you know, men, this may be TMI for you. A woman, you know, she goes through a menstrual cycle. Sometimes my cycle during that week before or like coming up to my cycle, I seem to not have as much energy to do certain things. And then I'm not a person that really cramps a lot, but I do get cramps or abdominal pain sometimes during this time of the month. And I don't know, it's just my motivation's just not there. I still go, and of course I modify my exercises. I work on core just about every day. So I have to kind of like change up my core routine because my body just, it won't. And I don't want to push it. I think last month I pushed it too far. And like after my workout, I kind of like, I vomited. I'm like, what's the proper way to say this? I vomited after the gym and that didn't feel good. So I don't want to do that anymore. But again, this season of consistency, it's actually outpoured into other aspects of my life because I see myself doing one more rep in other situations. So like when I do my sets, when I end them, I think I'm saying this right. Don't slaughter me for this. So the reps are the amount that you do. And the set is the set itself. So you would say I would do like 10 reps in one set. So what I do on my last set, I always do two more for strength. And so like I actually see myself applying that principle in my personal life. So like it could be with anything, something that I want to do, like cleaning up or washing clothes, like washing an extra load of clothes. Whereas before I'd be like, yep, it can just wait until the next day. So like I do feel like making positive lifestyle choices in terms of your personal fitness. Here comes another loud truck. Sorry, guys. Making personal lifestyle choices as it relates to your physical fitness. Gosh, sorry about that. As it relates to your physical fitness, does increase your endurance in other areas. And so I like that. And, yeah, I don't. Oh, additional disclosure. If you are looking to start a new physical active journey, please consult with your physician. I am not a counselor. I am not a doctor. This is just me sharing parts of my life with you. So I'm just telling you what works for me and what I'm going through. At no point am I saying that I'm a therapist. I'm not licensed in that regard. I'm just simply sharing an aspect of my life that I feel like we all could grow from the experiences of others. And I like to tell myself that if there is something that I am struggling with, there's something that somebody else somewhere is struggling with also. And I do feel like right now, social media is oversaturated with everybody giving advice. And, you know, like, who is one other voice to make a change? You know, you could be feeling like this too. Maybe it's a podcast that you want to start, or like a vlog or a blog, and you feel like maybe so many people have already said the same thing, did the same thing. Why would I just be one more person in that pool? But you have to understand something. Everybody has their own flock. And yes, someone may resonate with a popular YouTuber. I'm not going to name any names. Or a popular podcaster. I'm not going to name any names. But there is something that you have to be said, or there's something that you may have to say that people will resonate more with your unique self. So don't ever be discouraged because somebody else is doing something. Because if I'm not mistaken, In-N-Out sells burgers, Burger King sells burgers, McDonald's sells burgers, Hardee's sells burgers, Steak and Shake sells burgers. All of these places sell the exact same thing. And sometimes, depending on where you are, they're in very close proximity to each other. And most times, like Burger King and McDonald's, they're literally like right across the street. And Burger King is not upset with McDonald's for having a Big Mac. Neither is McDonald's upset with Burger King for having a Whopper. Some days you may feel like one. Some days you may feel like the other. Listen, even though I lost these little 30 pounds, got to say this side note. I'm still out of shape. I'm getting into another shape. We all got a shape, you know, whether that be a pear, a banana, a block, a square, an oval. If I sound like I'm labored in my breathing, baby, I'm tired. Just know that. But I'm still here. I'm still here. Back to the analogy with the burger. So McDonald's is oftentimes across the street from Burger King. You know, at Zaxby's, it's usually close to Chick-fil-A. They both sell chicken, and they both still in business. So guess what? Don't you worry about what's on your side of the street. On the other side of the street, you do you. Whatever God put in your heart, you do that. Because you don't want to get to the end of your journey, and it was something that you were supposed to do, lives that you were supposed to touch, that only your voice they would have listened to, and they didn't. Example, I'm an example person, if y'all don't know yet. Your dog is going to listen to your voice, okay? It don't matter how much somebody try to sound like you, they know your voice, okay? And just like the people that you are supposed to touch, they know your voice and they need your voice. They need your encouragement. So I am encouraging you today, whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing, do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Post the video. Post the podcast. Do it. Just do it. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? Because somebody somewhere doing the same thing that you know you're supposed to be doing, they ain't even doing it right. But don't even focus on that. Just do it, okay? Because these podcasts, I ain't editing them out or nothing. Y'all hear the raggedy truck in the background? Y'all hear? I always want to know, if somebody know what this sound is, I don't know what animal make the sound that I hear in the background. I've always wanted to know that, but I don't know. But anyway, listen. Hey, listen. The more you listen to me, you know how my mind run. It be here, there, and everywhere. But my heart is in the right place. This message is really for somebody. Somebody, you know who you are. Stop waiting on the perfect time. Just do it. Just do it. Stop worrying about what the people in fifth grade gonna think. Stop worrying about what the people in high school who ain't like you gonna think. Just do it. Just do it. Okay? Nike don't come for me. Okay? Do not come for me. I'm just out here trying to spread love and positivity and to all that need to hear it. And so, on that note, because at this point I feel like I'm kind of procrastinating a little bit. I done went around this track about 6 times, and I'm supposed to be at a light jog at this point. So, as I put in my closing, if this message has touched you in any way, go ahead and say hello in the comment section. Share the message with somebody. And like I said, stop waiting. What you waiting for? Just think. Just think. If you started today, where would you be next year? We ain't even gonna go that far in the future. Because listen, I be done lost the enthusiasm. If you start today and you consistent for the next 3 months, just think of where you could be. Just think of what you could have if you just obedient. Because you never know what blessings are tied to your obedience. Okay? As I'm saying this to you, I'm ministering to myself and this son. Oh, Lord, I'm so out of shape, Jesus. Lord. But I'm doing something about this son just came out of nowhere. Okay, but for real though, I got to end this podcast because it's hot. Okay, so my name is First Lady Christina Renee. This is Parrot Talk, the podcast Reloaded. Okay, so if you haven't subscribed, go ahead and subscribe now. And whatever you're listening to this podcast on, go ahead and hit the notification button so you can know when new podcasts are available for you to listen to. And let's do this together. So you can say, we grew together. You don't have to do it by yourself. He never said you had to do it by yourself. You know, somebody will always be there. He will always send a comforter. Let me be your comforter, okay? Let me be your throat comforter. Okay? All right. Well, I did enough for today. Again, I'm going to do my job. And y'all be blessed. And I will catch you guys on the next podcast. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.